Masechet Makot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. The rule is, whenever somebody commits a lav, they violate a Torah prohibition, they receive malkut, they receive lashes. The question becomes, when a person is an ed zomem, when he gives testimony falsely about somebody else and tries to cause them a certain punishment, we've said that they already receive a punishment in the fact that they now receive the punishment that they were trying to plot on somebody else. Question becomes, do they also receive malkut, or is it simply the fact that they receive that punishment that they were trying to plan for somebody else? Me'idin anu b'ish peloni shehayav l'chaveru matayim zuz. Let's say we had witnesses who testified that somebody owed his friend 200 zuz. V'nimtzeu zomemin, and it was found out that that person was an ed zomem, that his testifying was false, and he was in a separate place. He was somewhere else when that transaction supposedly occurred. We say lokin umshalemin. He is given malkut for violating a lo ta'aseh, and he also has to pay the 200 zuz that he was trying to cause somebody to lose out on. The reason is, the two punishments that we're talking about over here, malkut and the fact that he has to pay money, are coming from two separate prohibitions. He's receiving malkut because he gave false testimony, like the pasuk says, lo ta'ane b're'acha ed shaker. You shouldn't bear false witness against your friend. And he's obligated to pay as an ed zomem, where the pasuk says, "Va'asitem lo ka'asher zamam." You do to him what he was plotting to do to somebody else. So therefore, he gets both punishments. He has to pay, and he also receives malkut. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'hachamim omrim. But the rabbis say, they argue on Rabbi Meir, and they say, "Kol ha'mishalem eno lokeh." Whoever pays as an ed zomem is not given malkut as well. A person cannot be punished for two separate penalties with one single avera, with one single crime. The ed zomem here is paying the 200 zuz for the avera, so they are not given malkut as well. The pasuk says, kederish ato. He's punished according to his wickedness. And seemingly, it's talking about one single wickedness, and therefore it cannot receive two punishments. This is the idea expressed by the Hachamim. And anytime we have a conflict in should he have to pay or should he receive malkut, mashma, we see from here that he has to pay and he would not receive malkut, as opposed to receiving malkut and not having to pay.